you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Happy Friday. I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
We talked about Colette all this week.
We sure did.
Yes. I am 99.999% sure that when we were in Paris and I took a little trip off of our official planned things to go to Père Lachaise, that I went to her grave. I cannot find photographic evidence of this. in my pictures, I'm pretty sure I did that, though. I do have a picture of, there's a map as you enter that shows you where various notable people are buried. And I definitely have a picture showing me on the map where Colette's burial was. So that I have.
I had a cat named after her.
Yeah? Was your cat a mess?
No. Well, sort of. This is a little bit sad, but you may remember because this cat passed when I was... when we were working together. We had not had her for very long, and we didn't know that when we adopted her, she was quite sick. So we didn't have her for a very long time. But she was very beautiful and kind of a hilarious drama queen, so it seemed sort of perfect for her.
Yeah. I remember when that happened, but I had forgotten what her name was.
Yeah, so it was Colette.
Yeah.
Colette.
There are various things that came up in research that did not make their way into the episode, which always happens. One of the things that particularly stuck out to me, though, was that when she was writing Cherie, which a lot of people mistakenly believe was about, like, inspired by Bertram, which, no, she wrote Cherie before they ever met.
Right.
Or at least had at least written a bunch of it and started publishing it serially before they ever met. But her husband and his father, Henri de Jouvenel, he was not a fan of that book. And so as I was like, was he psychic? Did he have a premonition? Or did he otherwise think this book suggested things about his wife that he found troubling? I sure found that. I don't even like using the word relationship for
it. No, it's
like,
weird.
Like, clearly, at the time, that's how everybody was describing it, and they saw it as a relationship, but it was gross. A lot of stuff she said about it was gross. It's way more obvious from accounts at the time that a lot of people found a lot of the things that Willy did in their relationship to be really gross. So it's like... aspects of that, I think, have a lot of the same connotations then as now. But I think Colette and Bertrand has like a slightly different nuance today than it did at the time that just makes it particularly upsetting.
Yes. And I do wonder if some of Henri's issue with it had more to do with, like, while it was, I don't even know if accepted is the right word, more common for older men to date much younger women or even girls, the flip was not always the case. And I wonder if that was part of why he had issue with it.
Maybe.
But then it also is, it almost seems like she manipulated that fact and the idea that she would not ever be seen as predatory in that whole relationship.
Yeah.
Because it's not as though he came to her and was like ardently like, I am in love with you. As inappropriate as that would still be by today's standards, those sorts of relationships have certainly played out where a younger man pursues an older woman. It seems like she very much was driving the bus.
Yeah, she was at least very heavily steering the bus. And there are accounts that make him, that sort of describe him as more actively involved in pursuing her at the beginning, or at least feeling captivated by her in some ways. But like, yeah, it's still gross. It's very gross.
100%.
Also, all of the part about how it really does seem like both she and Maurice were almost oblivious to what was happening. And I mean, surely they were not the only people who were almost oblivious to what was happening in France and in Paris during the Nazi occupation. But we have talked about so many other people on the show who were more like, we have got to get out and we have got to get out now.
Yeah.
And it was incredibly late in the game when they started being like, we might need to get out of here.
Well, and I think this kind of ties back to that quote we included at the end from Maurice, where he said that for 30 years, you know, he lived in a fairyland with her. And I think it's not entirely uncommon to read about people in certain social strata or even artistic social strata to just kind of feel themselves outside of any of the realities that other people go through, which is pretty obvious, you know, considering that she didn't really engage with any of the politics of her life ever.
No.
But yes, it does seem incredibly foolish in retrospect. And also, like, why are you publishing in these papers that are actively harmful to the person your husband is? Like, why?
So many things that have gotten into that to some degree are like, even if we're charitable, this was bad. Like, and I think I said pretty much that. But like, we don't actually know if we need to be charitable. We know so little about her personal thoughts about her decision making process.
Right.
So it's like being charitable is extending her a whole lot of benefit of the doubt.
Right. It's a great deal of grace for someone we don't
yeah.
know.
And I don't really know if Maurice left his own perspective on what it was like to be living in Paris during that time and like being made to wear a yellow star. We don't really know. Maybe this is written somewhere, but I didn't find it. Like, we don't know if Colette's characterization of him seeming almost unbothered by that, like if that was right or not, or if that was also kind of flippant and oblivious. Man, I just have such complicated feelings about her.
Yes.
And when I was doing the research, I was like, yeah, you're going to become a mime and start like publishing stories yourself so you can get away from your awful husband who's being really exploitive of your create. Wait, you're going to do what? What are you doing now?
I'm sorry, what? Can I just tell you, reading and like talking about the constant ebb and flow of people's various romantic partners in and out of wedlock, who is jealous of whom, I'm like, man,
yeah,
this is exhausting. I'm too vanilla for all
yes.
of this.
Yeah. I watched the recent biopic starring Keira Knightley for fun, really, as I was working on this. And a couple of things just stuck out to me. One, it was constantly funny to me that it is a movie about France, about someone who was a national icon in France. Everybody has a British accent.
Oh, right.
And, like, it would have been incredibly weird if everybody had a French accent also. But the fact that it just, in so many ways, felt almost like a British period piece, which it definitely was not. Like, it, that just kind of tickled me. So as I was watching it and I was sort of, you know, knowing at that point, having researched her whole entire life, knowing that the movie was not going to at all cover the whole entire life, I was like, I'm pretty sure this movie is going to stop before we get to the part where there was this love triangle between Missy and Auguste and Colette, and also Colette started sleeping with her married boss. Like, and I was just like, this is such a gigantic tangle.
Yeah.
And feels like so much work to me. Also, that movie, while I enjoyed watching that movie, it definitely makes, it's very sanitized in terms of the ending. Like a lot of movies like this, there's a series of title cards at the end, kind of like suggesting what happens after the action of the movie is over. And it almost reads like Colette and Missy lived happily ever after for many more years. And that is 100% not what happened.
No. Yeah. Ooh, exhausting.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels has a stay for any traveler you want to be, with 22 brands and over 7,400 locations. Whether you're a business traveler, a family road tripper, someone who wants to seek out history and maybe make your own, or just planning a quick getaway, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Like a Cambria Hotel, where you can be a cocktail connoisseur and sip locally inspired craft beverages at downtown locations in the center of it all. This is a fun way to visit cities with a lot of history and a lot of fun in mind. Or a Radisson Hotel, for all our productivity powerhouses out there. With flexible workspaces and on-site restaurants, you'll get the most out of your work trip. You'll get the coffee, the Wi-Fi, and the work done. And we can't forget about Comfort Hotels. Imagine you're a family road tripper waking up in your big spacious room and then heading down to a free hot breakfast for the entire family, including waffles. So you'll be well-fed and ready for the day's adventure, even if that's just relaxing. After that, you're spending all afternoon relaxing by the pool. You deserve it. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you. Book directly at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
I think it came up in our George Sand episode, but you mentioned, you know, when she started wearing trousers, that was still illegal.
Mm-hmm.
it was illegal until the 20-teens in France.
Yeah.
Technically on the books. Just, I always find that hilarious. Obviously, no one was pursuing that law and like
right,
holding
right.
anyone accountable, but it didn't get revoked until the 20-teens, which I find hilarious.
It was one of those things where the law was more used to harass people whose behavior was
yes.
being seen as a problem in some other way.
Yes.
So someone like Missy, who had some question marks around things like gender and sexuality. There might actually be not as many question marks. There are question marks in my mind just because, like, I don't have that much information about Missy.
Right.
But, like, definitely things like those laws about trousers were being used to harass people.
Oh,
like
yeah, for sure. I mean, that law is from the 1700s, but I just, as a funny factoid, I think it's fascinating that it was still there, lurking, if you have traveled to Paris in the 2000s. Up until the 20-teens. I can't remember if it was 2013 or 2015 that it finally came off the books, but like,
yeah.
Very recently, you were also in violation of the law if you were a woman wearing pants.
Right.
Ugh. My only other comment is ridiculous.
Okay.
Maurice just barely didn't live long enough to see Star Wars. That's all. That's all.
Oh, that's great.
Like, oh, Maurice, if you had hung on 4 more months, you would have had your mind blown.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm similarly, I have not read either of Maurice's memoirs. I am curious. He fascinates me a little bit. It really does seem like their relationship seems like it was really good for Colette. She, in terms of like, is your life going to be a continual factory of chaos and drama, like seems like not so much anymore once she and Maurice got together.
Yeah.
And the things that I have read about the way he talked about her seemed really loving and devoted. And so maybe at some point I will dig up copies of translations of those memoirs. Apparently the one about his becoming a father at age 71 is really touching.
Yeah, I think if you think about his level of just absolute adoration and devotion to her, it might inform a little bit of like why she would think he had no problem wearing a yellow star.
Oh, sure.
Under the Nazis. Because I'm sure he would not have told her he was troubled. He never wanted to trouble her in any way.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And only take care of her. I could 100% see him being like, no, it's fine. It probably wasn't. How could it be? But to her, oh, he's fine. He said he was fine.
Yeah. Well, and the same about his being in that internment camp. Like, his internment camp made it sound definitely very unpleasant. He probably was cushioning that also.
Yes. To protect her. 100%.
Yeah.
Especially considering, like, the complex nature of her using her influence to secure his release and that having been done through channels that were not cool.
No.
I think that probably also dampened his willingness to say anything negative about any of it, right? Like, I don't want to make waves. I don't want to call attention. I'm not rocking any boats. I'm stirring zero snakes. Like, just everything's fine, honey. Everything is fine. I'm good. I'm with you. Maurice becomes the really interesting one in this story.
I'm interested at some point, probably, to learn more about him. I also will confess that I sent you the quotes that he said about her.
Yes. because of course it makes me weepy deepy.
Yeah. I found them very touching.
So
the first one that we read that was like, and then her work became more settled. I was like, that almost comes out as a little patronizing to me, but I still was very touched by it.
Oh, see, it doesn't to me, because I know exactly what that experience is, to be a wild animal and then find your person and then suddenly you feel much more serene.
Yeah.
So it did not feel at all patronizing. I'm like, yes, that's an accurate description of what can happen if you meet the right person.
Well, happy early Valentine's Day, everybody.
Woo! Mixed bag.
Colette, a mixed bag. Maybe that's what we should have titled these episodes.
We can have custom conversation hearts printed that just say mixed bag and it'll be perfect.
Well, whatever's happening on your weekend, I hope it's good. If it's not good, I hope you're able to take a moment maybe get something that's a little treat in some way, maybe have just a minute to yourself. We'll be back tomorrow with Saturday Classic. We'll be back next week with brand new episodes. And you can subscribe to the show on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you like to get your podcasts. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.